You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
João Pedro Cedilho was one of the social leaders present at an activity that joined in the same table the social movements and the heads of state of Venezuela, Paraguay, Bolivia and Ecuador. In spite of the fact that the presidents had been invited to the meeting by the movements in the framework of the World Social Forum taking place in Belém, Brazil, the general coordinator of the Landless Rural Workers Movement of Brazil emphasized that they expected more from the administrations of the called governments of change. "You haven't been strong enough," stated Cedilho, not without recognizing that there had been some advances in the framework of the progressive governments. During the activity, members of the social movements and presidents stated repeatedly that it would be good to move towards a convergence between the movements and the governments of change. Real World Radio interviewed MST leader and asked him about this issue, especially how this alliance could be forged. Steadley answered that every change depends on the organized popular strength, but at the same time, the implementation of changes depends on the public power, on the changes in the state. "So this alliance is crucial," said the MST leader. "On one side, to empower social movements, generating more organized strength with the movements, and at the same time having governments that can change the state, so they agree with the needs of the people. This is why this alliance is crucial. For both of them to understand each other, the governments have to realize that strength is in the people, and people have to realize that by themselves they won't do much, without controlling the state," he expressed. Recently, the MST celebrated their 25th anniversary. In a document signed by Cedilho himself, the history of the movement is analyzed, but at the same time it states that it has changed, and the aim is not only to occupy lands, but to fight against agribusiness while looking for another development model. With the experience of the MST as background, Real World Radio asked the leader what the role of the social movements will be in the particular situation we are currently going through. "Capitalism changes every day, increasing its power on agriculture, nature as a way out of the crisis. And the capitalist classic way of the crisis is at the workers' back, with more exploitation, unemployment and worsening of the living conditions," stated the leader. "Then, what is the role of the social movements? It is to confront the crisis with a popular program. This is not about medicines to save capitalism. Social struggles need to be built to gather strength in order for these strengths to confront capital, protecting the rights of the workers and step up. With a popular agrarian reform, with employment generation programs, breaking with foreign dependence, we have to stop sending money to foreign countries and accumulate it to have a project of a more advanced society," he expressed.
You're listening to Real World News.